Learn. Okay, page Nun Vav. We're starting now a new sugya, the sugya of doing teshuva. Each letter, almost sometimes one ois, sometimes two ois, is a halacha in and of itself. So the halacha here is Shoresh HaChassidus Ketzad. He's here discussing the concept of doing teshuva. And he basically, what he's saying over here between the words is that the essence of a chassid is always in a state of doing teshuva. Everyone knows this vark. It's said over in many different gedolim. I think Rav Noach Weinrad, maybe that's really where it came from, is that a person was learning in Arz Sameach, and Rav Noach Weinrad went and asked, oh, Shalich, what are you doing here? So he says, I'm not about teshuva. I just happened to be in town for the day, and I'm here in the bay. It's a comfortable bay smedrish. I'm here to learn. But don't get me wrong, I'm not like everyone else here. Everyone else here is a Baal Tshuva. I'm not a Baal Tshuva. So he said to them, why not? Ger Rebbe also, they attribute this to many, many times. I'm learning about in Arz Sameach, but I'm not a Baal Tshuva. Why not? Why are you not a Baal Tshuva? You have to be. So he seems to be saying between the lines is that the essence, the shorish of a chosid, is to be a Baal Tshuva. Is your entire life you should be chayzeh b'shuva, have regret, remorse for things.
Al chayt.
And as the person goes higher and higher, he first comes to realize how foolish things were when he was young. Okay, it's interesting. I was very curious once to see, when I was a child, I grew up watching a lot of television. So I watched Gilligan's Island, I watched the Brady Bunch, I watched this, watched that. So I went on YouTube a while ago and I was watching some of the most famous clips from Gilligan's Island. And I was watching these clips and I really, really thought it was so moronic. I remember them. The memories came back in an instant. And I remember it. And I'm watching, wow, this is so, so childish. It's so moronic. It's so foolish.
But you still remember it.
Why did I, at the time, enjoy it so much? Why? Because I was a kid. Exactly. So just like that is true in regard to you watch cartoons or you watch things in the spiritual world. When you become a little bit older and you spend more time in your pursuit of Avodas Hashem, when you look back at your approach to Avodas Hashem, you should realize, wow, I was naive, I had such a simplistic approach. I have to do tshuva. Tshuva doesn't just mean you have charata, I didn't have vera. Tshuva means you have to recognize now that you know more and you have grown spiritually, you're mature, your spirituality has matured. There's much more demanded of you. You can't continue to do what you've done in the past. You have to go further. What was good 10 years ago was acceptable for you on your level 10 years ago was no longer acceptable for you today. Today there's much more that Hashem demands from you. There's a verse when it comes to tzedakah. It says, I don't remember the entire pasuk, but the joke is that there's a person who gave, it started off as a very, very poor person, they made an appeal in shul, and he gave $18. And then next year he got a promotion, and he's making more money, but when it came to the appeal, $18. And then he became the CEO of the company, still came to the appeal for Yom Tov, how much are you giving? $18. And then he invested, and became a multimillionaire, how much? $18 million. And then he became a hedge fund, multimillionaire, how much are you giving? $18. Then he became the CEO of the hedge fund company, and now he's worth billions. How much are you giving? $18. Tzidkosoi oimedes lo'ad. His tzedakah stands in the same place forever. I gave $18 when I was making ends meet, and I'm still giving $18, and I'm a multi-billionaire. Why? Tzedakah oimed es lo'ad. My tzedakah is oimed. It didn't move. It didn't go higher forever. So that's a very big chait. That's a sin. And when it comes to the rule of spirituality, it's the same exact thing. As a person goes through life, he naturally becomes spiritually mature. That's life. Life does to you things against your will. You have a much greater appreciation of Kodesh Baruch Hu when you're older than when you're younger. Therefore, Don't fall into the trap of tzidkasai oimedes lo'at. What was good, what you consider to be a good Shemona Esrei 20 years ago, today is a joke. Based upon what you know, your knowledge, and how this world works, and your appreciation of the Ribbono Shel Olam, what was considered to be a good Shemona Esrei 20 years ago is not a Shemona Esrei today. Today you have a duty that your Shemona Esrei should be on a different level, a whole different understanding, a whole different depth in the Perush HaMilos, a whole different Yiras HaRoimimos when you stand the Amid Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Teshuva is. It doesn't just mean Chotasi or Visi Poshati, I did an Aveira. That's a very simplistic approach to doing Teshuva. Teshuva means you have to grow with, based upon your knowledge, there is much more demanded of you. If you do not apply yourself based on what you know, you're falling into the same trap of that story that I've given you of the tzedakah. So, Shorash HaChasidus Ketzah Kishadu Meshach Slibo B'midas HaChasidus. When a person pulls his heart in the midah of Chasidus, V'kosh Allah B'nei Shakol Maligin Allah, now the next page, and people, they laugh at him, because they mock him because he's doing things which other people do not do. He doesn't talk during davening. He refuses to talk during Chazar Sashatz. And all of his neighbors, it's a mitzvah to talk during Chazar Sashatz. Life should be so dull if you didn't talk during Chazar Sashatz. So they mock him. They come and ask him a question. They ask him, a person is very makbid, and they ask him a question, can you give me a ride? Davening is over, do me a toiva, can you give me a ride to work? It's Chazar Sashatz. So the fellow says, can't talk now. Talk about it afterwards. So is that so the guy, come on, Parnosa, it's a mitzvah. Come on, you just can't answer me yes or no. Middle Chazar Sashatz. And he goes like this. They mamash, they mock him. They mock him. There's enormous pressure. Many times you're under enormous pressure to do things which are dead wrong. Everyone does it. You're trying to work on yourself not to do these things because you have an appreciation of what these things really are all about. And it's very, very hard. Everyone goes through this. They embarrass him. They say things that cause him pain. How come you do this and you do this? This you're a tzaddik, but everything else you're not so pious. So it's, I don't know. It's very hard. It's very, very hard. Every situation is obviously different. You can't generalize. Haroim hakadmoinim is a mistake in the text. Over here on the bottom it says we are ma'aser haroim hakadmoinim. Doesn't matter. You have to stay the course. You have to be firm, resolute. Don't give up. Lo yazav adam chasidusoi b'bnei haleitzonim v'yikones b'midas hatoivim ma'at ma'at. The person should enter into good midos, good conduct, little by little. Yoim achar yoim v'koivetz al yad yarbe. A person that gathers, the pasuk, a person that gathers little by little. You don't have to come with a bulldozer and a shovel and take a lot. If you just take a little bit every day, you will increase your success. If you apply yourself to be wise, you will succeed. The success, the wisdom will be applied to you. So it means that he's translating this positive to mean that if you work on yourself little by little, ultimately you will succeed. It says concerning them, they cause other people to do sins. Bedavar, machtiye adam bedavar. Period. So he makes a drasha. Davar means bedibur. You cause people to sin with a word. You can cause people to sin by putting a weapon to their head. If you don't do this, I'm going to harm you. And then you can cause people with verbal abuse or pressure, public pressure. That's also called a very great sin. But you cause other people to sin with bedavar, with dibor, shemedabrim ra al oisei mitzvah. V'cheit god lomar lebal teshuva. It's a very great sin to say to a person who is now a bal teshuva, zichor ma'asecho harishainim. Remember what you used. There could be nothing more nasty than that. A guy walks into shul and says, oh, now you're a shem Shabbos. I remember when you were Machal Shabbos, you did this, you did this. What kind of nonsense is that? But you know the truth is, you don't have to go do it that way.
What?
But the truth is, you don't have to go. You don't have to go make such an announcement. Just the fact that you treat like a second-class citizen, automatically, everyone knows the reason why you'll never give him shlishi. You'll only give him chamishi, revi, is because he's a baal tshuva. He's a BT. Even the terms BT, FFB, many are very upset. Very, very. They want to expunge those words from our vocabulary. This guy's the BT, baal tshuva. This guy's an FFB from birth. All these terms are not nice things. They're not nice things because it lingers in people's minds, and when you deal with people, and right away you associate them in different groups. He's a BT, and therefore we don't give him a shlishi. We give him Revi Chamishi, and he'll never get a shlishi. So doesn't that right away he feels, he understands why it's happening to him, and basically your hadhaga is you're causing a person to be Zoicher Maisim Rishonim. Anytime you treat a baal tshuva as a second-class citizen, you are in direct violation of this halacha of zoicher ma'asecho harayshonim. Once a person is committed to the cause, he is a shomer Torah mitzvos. There is no differentiation the way he gets treated anyone else in the shul. Everyone is an equal. Unless, of course, you have money, you know. If you have money, akesef ya'anes akol. Besides money, everyone is the same. Further, Achash says, Dosh, after this person went and he exerted himself, he worked on Dosh, to thresh, he worked on himself. And didn't care about public opinion. For Isim Kane, Liska, Maisa, a person that does so to cause other people to remember these evil deeds, Liska, Maisa, Kiilu, no, those if they are shoving. Then when people get worried, they're being about tshuva, you're going to be only a second-class citizen, no one's going to want to be about tshuva. The hey, Maila al-Liboy, a person always remember, Shehe loy zuchus garlu tztaka tichoshev loy asher misvayesh. There's a new halacha, asher misvayesh. It's a very fascinating concept. This mamash is like classic, something that you'd only find in the Sefer Chassidim. And that is, if a person ever has an unpleasant experience where he was embarrassed publicly, You should relish, you should rejoice in the fact that you were embarrassed. Sometimes it happens. It happens that, you know, you make a mistake and someone shoots you down in public, or, you know, all over. You go to the airport and you're waiting online on security, and you forget to take off your shoes, and the TS guy there behind the counter had a bad day today. He got into a fight with his wife. So you screams at you in front of everyone. Did I tell you? Take off your shoes. Did I tell you not to do that? And everyone is watching. So be happy. It is the greatest atonement for your neshama. The feeling of busha does wonders. Say the Hasidim. Does wonders for your neshama beyond belief. Beyond belief. A person forgets Friday night. All of a sudden, he starts finding himself doing this Friday night, Shmona Esrei. Okay? Oh, yeah, everyone, you, first of all, no one believe me, no one's watching you, no one could care less. And in your mind, you imagine the whole world, the cameras, the whole world is watching you. You should be happy, you made a mistake, and you're embarrassed. You can't replicate that. There's no money in the world you can give to make this happen. And what it does for the neshama, that hergish of busha, is a good thing. That's what Chazal say. And it's now the different madregas. If a person did the right thing, and an evil man or a person who's just not 100% embarrassed you for the wrong reason, and you keep your mouth shut and you don't answer back, this is Chazal. He said this is like olam haba. In fact, there's a minug. It became a new mishigas today. Really, that's the truth is that if you ever see a person gets embarrassed in public for no good reason, after it's all over, you're supposed to run over to him and ask him for a blessing. He becomes now like a celebrity. A celebrity. He was embarrassed, b'rabim. You go over to him, he now can give you whatever you want. He's the king. He has the koyach of bracha to give a rebbe. To give you a bracha, he had the ability to keep his mouth closed when someone publicly embarrassed him. Wow, that's pretty serious stuff. So that's what he writes over here. He writes over
here. Who converted were mocked by other people. and they came back to their originality. He's going to be converted to go to the same religion he had, and the Bartashua is going to do the same avonot that he was doing.
Oh, no, that's a very, you asked an entirely different question. You asked a question of a person existing, a very good point, and this was very much with Nogea in the time of the Crusades, where people converted. He's saying a very, very good point. He's a really good question. What happens if a person goes so far, he's a Jew? We discussed until now, they have a Tinik Shanishba. Tinik Shanishba, he grew up out in Arizona, who knows, he grew up somewhere, he had no idea, there's something called Yiddishkeit, and somehow by magic, he was Chayzeh B'Shuvah, so now he's equal to everyone else. But what happens, Rachmanel Litzlan, the person was given a good education, his parents put everything into him, and he decided on his own to go off the Derech. Ad Kdei Kach, he converted. He had an apostate. He had converted. And then later on in life, he does Chayzeh B'Shuvah, and he comes back. So you have to be nice to him. But are you mechuyev to give him back his original position? Time of the Crusades, many Jews were people, they could not be omitted in the nesayon of dying al kiddush Hashem, and they converted. They converted to Christianity in order to prevent torture, and in order that their children and family should not be killed. And then when all the dust settled, they came back to their communities, and they were chozer b'shuvah, and they wanted back their old jobs. If you were Baal Tokea, I want to be the Baal Tokea in Rosh Hashanah. He was the Baal Tefillah, I want to be the Baal Tefillah. If he was a Shoichet, if he was the Moel, I want back my old job. And the people of the community said, you know, we were oimed in the Nisayon, we did not give up, we were willing to give up our lives. You were a chicken, you ran away, you converted, and therefore you're not getting back your old position. We're not letting you get back, and only not getting back, we're not even going to let you come into our community. So this became a hot, hot debate, what to do with people who were unable to be oimed in the Nisayon of those who attacked Klal Yisrael and converted publicly to Christianity, and now years later wanted, when all the pressure dissolved, they wanted to come back into the community. Number one, should they be accepted? Number two, even if we accept them, are we mechuyev to give them back their old jobs? And this was a raging debate. And I think the biggest gedolim said to a degree, not 100%, that you should take them back all the way. Because Nim says Ata will be a Michshol for other people. There are still many other people out there that are still wavering. Should they come back? Should they not come back? Should they do tshuva, not do tshuva? And if you're going to lock out Noel Delas, if you're going to lock the door before these people do want to come back, you will the other people who are on the border, who are still deliberating, should they be Chayzeh B'Shuvah, should not be Chayzeh B'Shuvah, will certainly never do tshuva. And then you're going to lose out generations and generations of people who would be otherwise have been Shomrei Torah u'mitzvos. So more or less, the Gedolei Yisrael decided that the only reason why they converted was not because out of rebellion, it was because of the pachad of torture, the pachad of death. That's not so terrible. And if they do tshuva, the Chozer b'tshuva should take them back. Not everyone agreed to this, but most of the biggest gedolim.
Do they have to give back the original job?
It depends on the job. Many times, yes. I don't have a clear answer. It was a very big issue. It could be that there were different opinions. Every situation is different. You know, every situation is different. It's not a pretty thing, not a pretty picture, what happened during those years. But this is something that is very, very fascinating, that a person, you have to train yourself. Train yourself to a mimakabel busha. Busha happens all the time. And a person just has to train his mind, mimakabel it. The feeling of busha does wonders to the neshama. The neshama is cleansed when it has a real feeling of busha. Busha is not something... Grab it to the microphone.
Nobody was complaining.
So we don't even need the microphone. It was not even on. It was on the other side of the table. Maybe it picks up on the other side of the table. I don't know. Okay, so this is something which is a very important. You said, look what we do over here. When we tell you what it said, these words, he says over here, the words again are the Yehei, we're Ois Dalet. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 lashon from the top. Vihei mala aliba. A person should always remember. Sheyehei loy zuchus gadol. He has a great merit in this world. It's an act of righteousness. Asher mispayesh. This, that he is embarrassed to do the right thing. It's the right thing to do. No, I'm embarrassed. I suffer because of it. Powerful words. A zuchus gadol. And tzedakah techoshev lo, that you will mekabel busha. Next. The year of the fear of Hashem has entered into your heart. Umitaheres liboy. When a person is embarrassed because of Hashem, it enters his heart is purified. The guf in the guf we call davar ra sheyasiu boy sheyasiu alings min hashemayim lachazikoi, and he will be protected. They will assist him in heaven lachazikoi to strengthen himself b'yiras Hashem. Person works on himself. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will be mechazik him if he is mekabel busha. Hashem will give him special siyata d'shmaya to succeed. V'chein amru habol li toher misayin oitzem in Hashemayim mezam l'lasas teshuv. If some person wants to succeed, they will help you. And he's teaching us, where do you get the source? This is very novel, his interpretation of the old Zavari Chazal. What is the gasoline that it gives you the siyata d'shmaya to succeed? It's the busha. When a person is humiliated, when he does the right thing, and he accepts it, that busha creates a spiritual siyata deshmaya to succeed in achieving higher levels of fear of Hashem. Ki pisrei teshuva lo nistamu, the pisrei teshuva are never closed. Okay, mitzvah goreres mitzvah, the pisrei teshuva are never closed. Mitzvah goreres mitzvah, which means that over here on the bottom is something very, very nice. On the bottom of this, hey, he writes here, where is I say? I think it's the name of the Medrash. No, I don't know what it says. Shofar Tov. Perek Samachay. Perek Samachay. Shari Tzila. Pa'amim Pesuchim.
Tehillim.
What's that?
Shofar Tov. It's on
Tehillim. So it's Mizmar. It says Mizmar Samachay. Sha'ari Tefila. Pa'amim pesuchim, pa'amim ne'ulim. Sometimes when a person davens, you want something, you want whatever you want, parnasa, success. Sometimes the gates are closed. Aval shari teshuva, einam ninalim le'olam. The gates of tshuva are never sealed. V'chein hu be'echa rabasi alfa besa tilitza. The third alperk shlishi, piska. Piska, I don't know the sakus. I don't know what that makes with the first word of the first word. The im sha'amr b'zoyar. Okay, then goes further. We'll let out. Okay, that's a very important principle. Is that the shari tshuva alone alo? People say that if the person is mispalel for ruchnius, it's so easy. It's always given to him. A person is a very serious learner, and he's learning taisvus. He doesn't understand pshat taisvus. Doesn't understand if he davens in shema the esrei in shema kudos mechaven Hashem, please. Allow me to understand what Tosfos. It's guaranteed in a very short time you will understand exactly what it means. L'malav derechateva. Person who wants to daven Shemona Esrei well, and you daven, help me daven better Shemona Esrei, you're guaranteed it's going to have anything that you daven for in the world of Ruchnius. It works. It really works. When you daven for in the world of Gashmius, not so simple. That's already that. You need Chusim. You need Sharei Tefillah, Pamim Ninalu, Pamim Shloi Ninalu, Sharei Teshuva, and by extension, any matter that is purely spiritual, Loi Ninalu. Those gates are not closed, those things you are going to succeed.
Zivug is a material or the spiritual?
Yeah.
It seems, I don't know. I don't have a good answer. I don't know. That's a very good question. Very good question. A lot of things you can ask that question. Food, Parnasa, is it spiritual? Is it, how do you look at it? Okay, but anything that you can certainly say for sure is not material, it's purely spiritual, maybe that for sure is easy. V'yiras Hashem, v'chein amur habol tam sanu 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 zanu l'las ha-shuv l'man, and we'll keep pizchei tshuv in the last number, like three lost in the bottom. U mitzvah, goreres mitzvah, v'yata now, kesha yikonis v'ich toich pizchei tshuvah, Yispalel yoim volayl lufnei boro kishiyatzilenu mimidas adin vishlotovak takola al yodai. He's always really going on to another topic. The person was Spalel. Hashem should serve the Midas Adin Vishalom. It's an incredible idea. We said this many times. The greatest thing a person can do in this world, leave this world, is they should say about him, he did no harm. Everyone in this world is trying to do something to create a legacy. What am I going to leave over in this world? What have I done? What have I accomplished? No one wants to focus that the greatest virtue of man to leave this world is to say about them, they have done no harm. You never saw Matseva where it says on the Matseva, this man has done no harm. It never says that. It says, this man was a Rosh Shiva, this man he wrote Sfarim, this man he accomplished this, he built this foundation and gave tzedakah, and is a humble person, and you find only the positives. The negatives, boring. Who cares about the negatives? It's not true. The greatest thing you can do in this world before you do anything positive is, I've done no harm. Who can say that about themselves? I've done no harm. Maybe you've accomplished very great things. There are people that did great, great things. And what expense? At what expense did all those great things happen? Remember, someone was telling me, I gave a lot of stories like this. Guy finished the 11 months of saying Kaddish for his mother or father, wherever it was, and he came to shul the last day. They made a kiddush. It was the last kaddish after 11 months, and he was bragging, "I didn't miss the omud, not even once. Every single tefillah, shachris, mincha, maariv, every single tefillah." So the guy whispers to me and he says to me, "And at what expense? How many toes did you step on? How many people did you shove? Did you shove off the Amud and fight with? And even if they said, yeah, it's okay, so you can daven, deep down, you know, inside they felt dead. You know, it's a yard side, or it's even a grandfather's yard side, or it's this, or it's that. There's always something going on. There is no way in the world you can daven every single tefillah as the shliach tzibur. You can say every kaddish. That's a kunz also. But every single tefillah for the shliach tzibur, and not ruffle anyone's feathers and do no harm? Come on. Impossible. And to go brag about it? This is what I've done. Yeah, look what you've done. And look how much damage, collateral damage, you have achieved and what you have done. It would be much bigger schus for neshama had you not davened for the omud and let someone else daven and you don't cause bad feelings. So you'll say the kash just as good. I told you the famous, this always echoes in my mind with Rav Kamenetsky, when a person came late to the shir, and he's like, why'd you come late? I was in a car accident. Rav Kamenetsky, the first thing he said to him, did you hurt anyone? When I hear someone's in a car accident, the first thing that I ask, are you okay? That's also a madrig. It's also, oh, who cares, right? Are you okay? You don't even need to ask, what happened to the other guy? So Rav Kamenetsky, the first thing he said to me is, you had a car accident. Did you hurt anyone? Did anyone get injured because of you? That's no. Baruch Hashem, the other party is fine. Are you okay? Are you shaken up? Are you physically hurt? Are you mentally? Are you okay? I'm okay. And this guy, it just ate him up. It ate him up for a week. Why did Rav Kamenetsky say to me first, did you hurt anyone? He should have said, I'm the Talmud. The other one doesn't know. He should have said to me, are you okay? So after he went to ask him, how come you first said, he said in this order? So he said to him, the ikur tafkid of man is to do no harm.
It's like the doctor's...
doctor's oath. What's it called?
First, do the Hippocratic oath.
Do no harm. And that's what Sefer Chassidim says. What is called tshuva? Doing tshuva is umitzvah gleres mitzvah. And when the person is going to learn, look what he writes. It's incredible. It's like, it's shocking what he writes. You're going to do tshuva, and you're going to be mespalo. So what do you think the end of the story is? It's an article book. He became the Gadol Hadar, and he built this institution and that institution, and did this and did this, right? And you know what the end of the book is? He did no harm. That's what it says here. Yispalel yoyman v'layel lefnei boros yatzilenu mibidas hadin. Hashem should save from the mibidas. I don't really know what that means. But the next words are very clear. Vishaloi tavoi takola al yaday. It doesn't finish off the Sefer Hasidim that you should be the Midrash Shiva. Yeah.
Regarding the person who was davening in shul, he never missed a kav, Ahmed. You could have told him, you said Isa Shalom B'Mraima, but...
Not in this world. Not in this world. Very good, I like that. Okay, now we go to the third page. When a person becomes very familiar, in his notes, he's graduated to the next level. He's dosh bechasidus. So in other words, he's already achieved success on one madrega. The ain lo yetzer losur mimidasai ki yeshari hi beinav. It's proper. He's graduated to the next level. Mikan ve'elich yad richenu bal hayashar b'derech yishara. Mikan ve'elich ki yishar behil b'yena. Mikan ve'elich yad richenu bal hayashar b'derech yishara. I thought I prepared this, but obviously I did. Let's see what's on the bottom. Look at the bottom. Oishches. It's very cryptic what these words were here. What is it? Look how he translates in the bottom. Just because you've achieved success, there's no guarantee that it's going to remain like this. There are two madrigals. Who is able to go up? But even though you may have succeeded, it's like losing weight. Just because you succeeded in losing weight, it's a much bigger kunst to keep it off, to maintain it. People, they lose weight, and then they gain back even more weight than they had originally. It's a dangerous cycle. Miyale behara shemiyokum. Just because you have graduated to a higher madrigal of chasidus, there's a kunst in maintaining it. Avokasha kvar dosh b'chassiduso yoshev lehaderech hayishara hamemutzah. So what we're here is that what is the solution? The solution is you have to acknowledge that we are human beings and we're going to slip. So the solution is go to the extreme. If you have a stick that's bent, how do you straighten it out? You just bend it straight. If you bend it straight, it's going to spring back somewhere in the middle. If you want to go, you have to bend it all the way to the other side, to the other extreme. Then when you let go, it'll be straight. So the person is in the process of doing of elevating himself. He has to go to extremes. Don't talk during davening. So you know what the extreme is? Don't even talk in the Beis HaKnesses, period. Not before davening, after davening. It should be do extreme things. Then, after a year of doing something that's totally off the chart, something that's bizarre, in the Beis HaKnesses, I don't even say a word. Then, after a year, okay, now you can behave normally. You can talk, and now it will be sensitive in your eyes that during davening, that I don't talk. But if you're going to start out that I'm not going to talk during Shemona Esrei, what's the result going to be? I only won't talk during Kedusha. But I'll talk during the other parts of the Shemona Esrei. You know what I mean? So the thing over here is that in order for a person to be successful, you have to go to an extreme so that when you bounce back, you'll bounce back somewhere in the middle.
Or to get there, you need to go to the extreme, but you can't stay there. You have to steer to the middle.
To the extreme. Let's look at another two lines. V'chein amar David, toy v'yosher Hashem, al kein yoyrech hatoa baderech, yadrech hanovim b'mishpat, the Alamed and of Darak Kodesh Baruch Hu inspires people to do the right thing. Because a person is afraid what his own eyes. When a person, there's some psychological advantage to being when a person does something in public many times. This prevents him from doing from people. He establishes their reputation. That itself, to a degree, is an insurance that he should not want to go back to his old ways. Using the public awareness of what your reputation in your as an advantage to you is something very good. That's why Chassidim, this Rabbi Kavita, he says it's a very great deal. That is the very big milestone of Chassidim. Chassidim, talking about modern day, the latter day saints, as Rebbe Chol says. Rebbe Kalbach says, not today, we're talking about bubble of Satmar, and visionists, you name a whole long list. They dress in unique garments and have and wear long beards and wear long hats and big wraps. What is the advantage? First, the Litvaks. A Litvak in the old days is like a guy, dressed like a guy. So if a Litvak wants to do an aveir, when he has a bad day, and he wants to go into the restaurant and eat some chaz v'shalom, so in the olden days, so the people in the restaurant, the people in the restaurant, they think he's a guy. But a chassid is not going to go in with his long regal and his payas and the hat, the garb, even though the garb is meaningless, okay, the garb means nothing in the next world, but at least it's a tool to bring upon a person embarrassment. You are not going to go walk into a McDonald's with a shaymo. It's not going to happen. You're not going to go in with a shaymo into McDonald's. But you go in with a leather sports jacket and jeans, and that's how you dress the whole week. There's nothing holding you back from walking to a McDonald's. The only thing that will hold you back is Yirah Shemayim. Well, not every day are you on a high. Some days the Yetzer Hara shuts down the Yirah Shemayim. So now what's holding you back? Where's your insurance? My insurance is I'm Yirah Sminei Adam. Look who had a filter. Everyone has a bad day. If you don't have a filter on your computer, I'm going to go on the computer and look at things I'm not supposed to look at. I'm not me, I'm a tzaddik. I sit and learn daf yomi, I give a daf yomi, I do this, I do that. I'm recognized, I wouldn't do this. And not every day is a good day. If you don't put in, you don't set up safeguards that on your bad day, it just doesn't work. That's not going to happen because just physically, your computer is locked down from doing these things. That's very critical. And that's part of what means being a chassid. You have to recognize that not every day is a good day. It's a reality of life.
And, the dress makes a difference because I had a situation like I was working on lunchtime with not a Jewish guy. And at that time, around 7:30, there was a lot of crime, stealing from the people. Yeah. So we walked by a pizza store and two Hasidim, dressed like Hasidim, walk out of the pizza store with pizza in the hand, but the pizza store is not kosher. And this guy tells to me, they are not Hasidim, they are undercover. Hasidim wouldn't eat pizza from this store.
Maybe it's true.
It was true.
It was true. Okay.
So the guy grew up here in Bensonhurst.
Wow.
He was not a Jewish guy.
There was a lot of crime. That they had undercover cops and just like Hasidim. Fascinating story.
It was
fascinating.
No, but
what did the people in the store think?
I don't know.
The people was.
Maybe they knew him in the face.
I remember when we were young, there was a few crimes on the Lower East Side, and there was a cop standing on the corner Friday night, dressed as a Hussein. And he was smoking a cigarette. Everybody walked by and said, good evening, officer. And he finally said, how does everybody know I'm a cop? And he said, because you're smoking a cigarette. Stop it.
Hilarious. All right, we're going to stop here. We'll take a short break.